Begin the current daf mesachtes abe dezer daf tezbal. Begin them a basic and tezmat. But the gemara mi dami is comparable. Hasam over there ain't not mitzvah shvius. Behem to beshvius, the person is not commanded on the resting of his animal on shmita. Pirshu Kach Rashi explains. No, but it's hilchah. Therefore, like lemegzim b'shem eschiris b'shem nisyon. So you can't make a decree because of renting or lending or testing it out. And so therefore, you don't have that problem because even if you would lend it. The one who's lending would not be violating an iser. So what would be the whole concern? Be mishum lefnei evil, is it mirshal? Oh, that talin b'shchita, that we should say, he's going to slaughter it. Abel, but in contrast, but regarding the non-Jewel in Shabbos, regarding Shabbos, oh, ad mitzvah shri is behem to be Shabbos, that the person is commanded on his own animal, that it has to rest on Shabbos. Regular mixer, mishum hani. And therefore, yeah, you have these concerns by that case, by the selling of the cow to the non-Jew, and that's why over there we have the gezerim. We're not going to be toil lahakel. Now, ad kan lashon hakodesh. That's the words of Rashi. But kasha tes is difficult. Why? They can't. If that's the case, my kapar was gemar asking. But I saw the what do you do with the case of the field? What do you mean? There's no lending and testing out by a field. We don't say that it's forbidden to sell a field to a non-Jew for that reason. Just like it's forbidden to sell a large livestock. The Kachanil of Arish, it's different, appears to explain Hasam over there. Einod mitzvah shvius behemta b'shvius. What does it mean? A person is not commanded on the resting of his animal on Shemitah, the Dimaskal Taisis, Pirish. In other words, Lefisha in the Isitol Begufa Behema, the prohibition is not dependent on the actual animal itself, El Begufa Karka, only in the property itself. And even when you're lending your cow to the non-Jew to plow on Shemitah, there's no prohibition of Shemitah on the animal itself. There's nothing wrong with that. And moreover, v'yesh lahat lim kol Yisrael chashu mitam. And you could also sell it to a suspected Jew mitam for the reason clear that you could suspend him. He's buying it for slaughtering. The prohibition is the actual animal itself. And the prohibition for the owner if the non-Jew is going to plow with it because it's the Jew's animal which he has to rest. That's why you cannot permit to sell it from the reason that you'll suspend. Oh, say the whole it's for slaughtering. Oh, parach, and that the Gemara asked, I saw a field, that mitzvah shvisa said, a person is commanded on the resting of his own field. And when there's in the hand of another Jew, Yishba Yisrael, there's a biblical prohibition absorbed by Yisrael if a Jew plants it, and betalin lehetera, and still you see that we suspend for heter. That's the Gemara's question, that, oh, there it's in the actual thing itself. And still we see, but it's a tel hakel, never that would be difficult. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, but a kele mechul. I vessels, etc. So it's Tosis says, "Tam, it's a wonder because the karla, my karla." What was the questioner even thinking? That is, v'chila hoyu. They didn't they know the shani kalim that the vessel different mishum shalahoyu b'mel litlas has nothing to suspend it on. V'chomashatana, whatever we permitted in el mitam tliyas shchita is only because we're suspending of the slaughtering and by vira and leaving it fallow. So what was the habamina? What the question was entertaining was the hachanami yesh tzad litlis. No, here also is there angle to suspension. Maybe they're not buying, even though they don't need it for right now, and you could get it next year. But maybe they're buying for next year. But for lochi also, and even so, it's going to be forbidden. Next time, mat begins the gemara v'amazara pesha kunch shurachas. It's a shovel, shahifchem ba'atfua like a pitchfork that you turn over the grain. V'koynas a pala. So it's a very difficult to explain because the pasuk in Yeshaya says berachas uvu b'mazara. I'm a tremilin, and obviously mazara is not a rachas. The kach peshri is to explain to kli echad shomachrish. It's one of the plowing tools. You know, it says matzah begins to gemara about dekri. Peshri country says humara. That's a hoe. Shakarin peshvur. Rakashalari. That's difficult to the reek. The amrin the gemara says beit davzame beis. V'uish eshli dekri notz. If he has a dekri that's stuck into the ground, now be'indach mara lanichel notz b'karka. It's not the norm to keep a hoe stuck in the ground. Rather appears to the re shukli amachrisha. It's a plowing tool. Shukarin kultura. It's a kultur. But directly is not as pekarka. That generally is remains stuck. You leave it stuck in the ground. Next says matzah begins the gemara. Rabbi zav and chamal yisrael achoshlem kolav kacham. Rabbi sold a donkey to a Jew that's suspected regarding selling to non-Jews. Mefarsh tamin. He explains his reason. They could suspend. Do they still matzah when they're going to sell it to a Jew?
The kasha is difficult. The rabbi gufei dachi le'el, rabbi himself, was the one who rejected previously tamid rab huna, the tliya shchita, that suspending, oh, that it's going to be for slaughtering, the parach mitam. He says, well, is it comparable? But here himself, he's saying the same thing. There's somebody who says, l'basa tamar menei kibla, ihu. You're right. After he heard it from him, he accepted. Here he asked, and that's going when he already accepted. Or you from another pshat, you could say, it's le'i dami. No, it's not comparable. De'el le'kalimet le'kal kach b'shchita. That you can't really suspend so much that it's going to be slaughtered. Rubid l'rad yizabni, could most buy it for plowing. And conscious over here, which is talking about a donkey. Well, that's from the garzel, el rabba, v'ocha rabba, nicha. Now, according to those who have different kisah, it's not a difficulty at all. One's rabba, one's rabba. But then, like, it's not the beginning of the gemara, l'evgechav mazvin le'li yisroel le'mazmuchulu. Why, he's going to sell to a non-Jew, he's not going to sell to a Jew? U'maskan maskinan, and the gemara comes out, the asr le'mazvin le'yisroel chasha, but you're not allowed to sell to, although you're allowed to sell it to a Jew, but you're not allowed to sell it to a Jew that's suspected to sell to a non-Jew. We're saying that, yeah, a regular Jew, how do you know? But if it's suspected, then you're right, you wouldn't be able to. So it says, "Ben Timing Gizeh Maish Nam Lefnei Delefnei Delel." Daf Yedal Manav. We said you're not concerned for someone doing something to someone else. Here also, you're concerned that selling to him that he might sell to someone else. That's a Lefnei Delefnei. It's a Lefnei Iver of double. V'Hashem Tzvi Gizeh is not the Hasim Ayba V'Kachavim. They were to Mara Non Jewish. He was a Lefnei Iver. He's not warned himself of Lefnei Iver. L'Vikach Inu Nachashim. Not concerned about Ayba Kachavim Yimkel Lechaberia. Like you're going to cause one non Jew to cause another non Jew to stumble. You didn't do anything. You didn't do Lefnei Iver, and the non Jew himself is not commanded on Lefnei Iver. Halachah V'Hid. There might be Yisrael Chashav. We're talking about a non-Jew, a Jew that suspect to do the wrong thing. On the Masarim Shlo Yobishum Yisrael Adet Aikala Yadenu. It's Lefnei Iver for us to cause him to do Lefnei Iver. Rabbi Chanan. That's Rabbi Chanan. Va'oid. Moreover, the Chad Lefnehu. Truth is, it's one Lefnei Iver who because Shliyechta Yisrael B'Shaila B'Tzchiris V'Nisyoni that. When you're selling to a suspected Jew, there's one lifnei iver, because since the Jew that's buying will himself violate the esher shvi'is behemtai when he's going to give his donkey to the Gentile, b'shel b'skiz v'nisyane. So that's his own, not causing the non-Jew to have lifnei iver. It's his own lifnei iver. I'm meaning that you're causing him to violate his own esher of shvi'is behemtai. No, it says at the beginning of the gemara, roit v'astrei. He ran after him. Now avgav del elam talinan. Although previously we had said we suspend that Eimer del Shchidazavna, maybe he bought it for slaughtering. Here we're not going to suspend that, that that's the case. To the Yisrael Mazvin law. And the reason is because that you're not going to suspend that, meaning another, just like we say, we suspend that maybe it's for slaughtering. So why don't you say over here, the Lissur Mazman, that he's going to sell to a Jew? Shekach, Yim Kalazek, Malazek. Because the truth is that, no, there's no reason to say that. Because just like he could sell to a Jew, he could have sold to a non-Jew. And therefore, there's no more logical reason to think that he's going to sell to a Jew. But previously, it was more logical to say that the Gentile is buying the animal for slaughtering. The way Rashi said, because it was Behemoth Taira and Chodesh Bam. Because a cow is not used for malacha, and therefore that's why there you'd suspend. But over here we wouldn't. So if he ran after and tried to get it back.